Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diest. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Silent Companions by Laura Purcell, published by Raven Books in 2017. Today's book is all about madness, death, and creepy antiques. The Silent Companions opens in a Victorian-era insane asylum. A new eager doctor is trying to get the mute Mrs. Bainbridge to speak and explain what happened to her to help her escape the gallows. He gives her a pencil and paper and she begins to tell her story. Mrs. Bainbridge, Elsie, was a new bride but is now a new widow en route to her husband's family manor house, which she's never seen before. He'd gone to the house, known as the Bridge, ahead of Elsie to prepare the house for her arrival, but tragedy struck and he died unexpectedly. Elsie arrives with her husband's cousin Sarah and finds the house and the village around it drab and miserable, and the locals are hostile to those who live at the Bridge. As the pregnant Elsie and Sarah explore the house, where doors seem to lock and open themselves and strange noises hiss all night, they find the diary of a previous lady of the house from 200 years ago, a woman who locals claim was a witch and who murdered her own child. They also find inside the attic a silent companion, which is a type of curious fire screen from the 17th century, painted with a lifelike portrait which reminds Elsie of herself. As more tragic events happen inside the house and more silent companions appear, is it the curse of the house or is it Elsie herself? The Silent Companions features all my favourite things in a gothic novel. There's a spooky manor house, accusations of witchcraft and supernatural stuff, tragic pasts and a determined heroine. And it was the element of the silent companions themselves which made this book even creepier. Who would have thought that I would have chills thinking about wooden painted fire screens? But believe me, you will if you read this book. Elsie is unreliable. The reader knows from the outset that she lives in an asylum, and throughout the book her own tragic past unfolds, starting with the death of her parents and her determination to run her father's factory after his death. But while she's had a troubled past, the question remains whether she's responsible for the tragedies at the Bridge. Now the story is told from three perspectives: Elsie at the Bridge, Elsie in the asylum, and then the diaries of Anne from 1635, the alleged witch who tells the story of a royal visit to the Bridge and her affinity with herbs and plants and what she did to give herself a daughter when the doctors said she would never give birth again. While The Silent Companions is set in a Victorian era and full of gothic elements, the writing style is compact but lyrical. It has the pacing of a modern thriller, but with all the Victorian feel about it, and I found myself burning through the pages. And most importantly, The Silent Companions is definitely very, very creepy. So if you like strange manor houses, creepy antiques, thriller pacing, diaries and mysterious murders, I heartily recommend The Silent Companions. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.